90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome to Live and Local, a show featuring live songs from local musicians. The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience, is sponsoring this episode. Today I'm joined by Sugar Britches, the sweetest band named after a pair of pants. Lady Denim has 24 hours to respond. They will be starting off by playing Bury My Head.
Oh, I'll just bury my head, bury my heart, keep myself from falling apart. I get on that rolling train. I got a 5-mile ride in the bottle by my side, tattooed lady with a smile so wide. I get on that rolling train. I get on, oh, I get on. Any road you're on, I won't take my grave till I save every last kiss that you ever gave. And my heart, it'll go on. Because the 4th of July comes and I die, I can't forget how it got so high. And my heart, it'll go on. I get on, oh, I get on. Any road you're on, and the spring one's clear like my grabby beer. Living in an RV, stuck right here. In my heart, my mind will get by. 'Cause I'm stuck in a day when we rode all ways, kissing in a trailer park and counting the ways. We get by, we get by, we get by. July, it always comes too soon. Fireworks exploding like memories of you. I get on that late night rolling train. I get on that late night rolling train.
That was Bury My Head by Sugar Britches, live in the KCSU Fort Collins studio. Coming up next is Molly.
Oh, I wish that you loved me as much as you love Molly. And calling me at 2 a.m. to say you're sorry. You're higher than sin, and no one won't let you in. I may be dumb and easy, but I'm not falling for that again. Oh, I wish that you loved me as much as you love your story, the one where you're in control. It must be nice to close your eyes, forget live so bold. Wrapped up in the sheets, down at my feet, kiss your head and try to wake you up. Wiping in your shoes, writing poems in blood and booze. It's karma, it's hell, or it's love. Oh, I wish that you loved me as much as you love Molly. And when I ask you, you say probably. Oh, that ain't me. Second place to your ecstasy. I'ma kick you out and try to get you clean. Wrapped up in the sheets, down at my feet. Kiss your head and try to wake you up. Wiping in your shoes, writing poems in blood and booze. It's karma, it's hell, or it's love. Oh, I wish that you loved me as much as you love Molly. Calling me at 2 a.m. to say you're sorry.
That was Molly by Sugar Bridges, live from the KCSU Fort Collins studio. This show is lucky enough to be sponsored by The Blasting Room, a recording studio in town you can learn more about by visiting theblastingroom.com. We've got Sugar Bridges in the studio tonight. They're a band whose debut album, Don't Make Her a Mixtape Yet, You Idiot, came out last year. We'll talk about the album a little bit later, but let's go around the room and do some introductions. Just what your name is and what you play.
My name is Josh Long. I play electric guitar and lead wiggles.
I'm Brian Johansson. I play just rhythm guitar, and I sing lead vocals and write songs.
And I'm Ben O'Connor, and I play the upright bass.
Sweet, thank you so much. So the band just started with Brian and Josh originally, right?
Correct.
So yes. How did you guys meet?
At a friend's going away party, and Brian was throwing a party over at Lucky Joe's, and for a friend going away, and he recruited a bunch of great musicians to come there and play, and that's how it started, and that's the whole story.
Yeah, we'd both been just doing solo stuff for a while, and I heard Josh playing. He's an amazing guitarist, and just said, hey, we should just get together and play a little bit, see how it sounds, and got together a few times and did a few shows together, and for some reason, some more people started coming to shows that where both of us were playing. So it was a good mix in chemistry. And then I used to play with Ben in my first band too. So Ben would play with us every now and then too. And then this year we decided to recruit him full time.
He's our wonderful new addition.
Yeah. Sweet. So I understand you guys have some ties to CSU in terms of Brian. You were a student here, right?
I was. I graduated in 06.
And then yeah. Ben is a teacher here.
That's correct. And Brian was one of my students, which yep. is how we happen to know each other.
Sweet. So Sugar Bridges, it's quite a name. Do you want to talk about how that got started? Like how we picked it?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. We love that name.
Yeah.
Our good friend Liza, who has the Poudre Valley Barn Dance radio station, she used to call us her little sugar lumps or sugar britches, and we thought that was quite amusing. And we're trying to figure out some band names, and we decided that would be a good one. It had a very memorable effect to it when you say that. It's it's always hard to remember people's names, and if you pick a good name, then people will remember it. And that was one of those things that was like, you know, that really sticks to everybody. It makes a first impression really quick, and people remember it.
Yeah. We had some good runners up too, though. We almost were the cousin lovers. That was a good one. And then Bloodbath and Beyond. That was also. But we didn't want to be Brian Johansson band. That just didn't have a good ring to it. So
yeah. So your debut album came out last year, and that is Don't Make Her a Mixtape Yet, You Idiot,
yeah.
right? So that name's kind of pretty reflective of your general vibe as like sort of just being pretty humorous. Who came up with that, and then like what was the idea behind it?
I came up with that, and I just, whenever I'm writing songs, and I mean, if you ever see my desk and just even my kitchen and anywhere at home or work, I just have post-it notes everywhere with just little phrases and stuff. And sometimes those turn into actual songs. But I had that one written down, Don't Make Her a Mixtape, You Idiot. And I just had that in my head as I was like, that'd be a great name for an album for a few years. And then as kind of these songs kind of came out and progressed and came to be, all as a cohesive little album, I thought that was a good theme for all that too.
Mm. So, kind of ties it all together.
Yeah, a little bit. And I just thought it was really funny too.
It is pretty funny.
Words to live by.
Yeah.
Good. So you guys recorded that at Stout Studios with Darren Raddick.
Yeah, you Raddick? Got it. You nailed
Sweet.
It.
Sweet.
That's a hard
so,
name.
So what's working with him like? How's the...
It's great. Darren actually was in my first band too, so... And I started playing when I was about 20, so we recorded that in his my first album with him in his home studio, and then he had the whole setup with Stout, and he's done so much good work over the last decade or so that he's had that all running. So it was super easy. We just all went in there, and we went in and did kind of a live recording at first with me and Ben, and then we had Darren on drums. And then Josh came in a little bit later and laid down his. And then we brought in a pedal steel player, Phil Brusty, to lay some tracks down too. So
yeah,
weren't super easy.
So there weren't any tracks that you guys like had any trouble with for recording?
I don't think there was anything that was too hard. Maybe Josh can attest to that more.
Well, I don't think that anything was anything hard except for the fact that... we're not afraid to rework songs. So some of the songs that we have done that we recorded on the album, we've kind of developed a sound with each other after doing that. So now that we have it recorded, but now we play it, it's pretty much the same, but it's you make tweaks to things and I don't know. It's rewriting all the time and trying to make something a good product. And if you don't think that it was a good line at the beginning that maybe you did, that we feel very comfortable that we can do it again and recreate songs, I think. And I thought all the songs were pretty well conceived when I went in there, so I don't feel like it was too troublesome, but we do change the music sometimes. So
anything like funny happen, you know, just weird studio stories?
Yeah, I had to do it in one day. And I was like, oh, no. And then I was like, I am so hungry. I need to leave. And he's like, that's all right. You can leave. And so it takes a long time to be in a studio. And so we got a lot of good stuff. But Darren makes it very comfortable to be at his recording studio. He makes the artist feel really welcome. He's very professional about it. And you don't feel stressed as if... you could be in some of these places that you hear about or that are very expensive and you don't want to, it has a very homely environment to his recording studio, which is something that we liked.
Nice. Okay. So you guys just played Molly, which is off of that album, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it deals with like some pretty difficult topics when you like step back and look at it, but it's obviously like through a humorous lens. Do you have any challenges with that sort of like approach to writing?
No, I would say not all of it starts off that way. Like, especially that song in particular. I mean, that's a song about dating someone who's with an addiction, and basically, I presented it to both these guys as very slow, very minor, and just a real drag. And then, you know, Josh comes in. He's like, "Oh, let's make it a shuffle." And you know, it's way more upbeat, and it's a little bit more funny too. And it has a little bit of a funny, you know, hook to it too. You know, I wish you loved me as much as you love Molly. But so it's kind of taking a dark subject and being light about it. But and I would say a lot of the stuff I wrote in the past was definitely, you know, kind of just dealing with sadder and more serious stuff and kind of woe is me topics. Mm-hmm. But I would say nowadays I definitely try to make light of situations and give it a little bit of levity, as well as still trying to address a serious issue too. And yeah,
and still trying to like give it the respect
absolutely.
It deserves.
Yeah.
Okay, so last thing before we head into the music, I know that you guys have talked a little bit about CDs. They're great. Would you like to tell people why CDs are so great?
Well, sure.
Do you have anything?
Yeah, no, I still buy CDs from bands and stuff. I guess I still have a CD player in my truck. I don't know. I like to just throw them on and actually listen to the whole thing. And I still have made a few mixed CDs for people too. So
I think it's a great. It's always great to have a tangible object that you can give to somebody. A lot of people are still asking for CDs. It's almost your business card. You still send them to the radio stations, and it's a great way to support other people by having a great CD collection. And that was one of the things that we don't really have now. But do you remember when you had to like build your own library and you didn't have access to everything? So you were very proud of your CD booklet till it got stolen out of your car, and then you're like, no. So I still like CDs and records, and I have a really big tape cassette collection actually too.
Yeah, so, having that physical object is definitely.
Yeah, it's fun, and there's a time period for each one of those, and it's kind of neat. It's a lot different now that we have easy access to so much music, but I love the CD.
They also sound much better than MP3s.
Yes, they do.
So does that.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Live and Local on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, where we have Sugar Britches live in the studio. Coming up next is their song, Carried Away. Anything you guys want to say about that song before we get started on it?
Oh, I just think the writer's really great.
Sweet.
You guys ready? They normally don't laugh at me. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Away like a play on an aeroplane. Oh, I don't even know what to say. Oh, to my love, my God, what have I done to get treated this way? And I'm angry as hell, and I hardly ever yell. Oh, I'm so sick of being shot down. Torn to bits, treated like this. Oh, having my name dragged over town. Babes run around like nothing's wrong, singing the words to one of my songs. Getting born again and again, getting high on that spirit of sin. Let your judgment pass if you're thinking it'll last. Hell, whatever helps you sleep. Oh, I don't know if I can forgive. Oh, I barely know how to live. One more fucking answer.
in the flood and in the rain. Gotta wash away all that pain. When I'm starting anew, I'd kill for that, wouldn't you? Let's not get too carried away. Let's not get too carried away.
That was Carried Away by Sugar Britches. Up to finish it off, we have Polyamory.
What a follow up, yeah.
Okay, you ready, Brian?
Yep.
Oh, I've hit a rough patch in my love life. I'm thirsty, but the well is dry. Dating when you're older, might as well try to cure cancer or not even try. Oh, I met her on Tinder, said she was Polly. I thought that was her name. She told me she'd love honestly and she'd expect me to do the same. But now my girlfriend has a big boyfriend and a very, very pretty wife. Oh, I don't know where I fit in, but I always come out nice. Well, now I get my time Tuesdays and Thursdays and Sundays from person or they're loving, but you can always schedule more. Now my girlfriend has a big boyfriend and a very, very pretty wife. Oh, I don't know where I fit in, but I always come out nice. I don't.